This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What is formerly known as the North American Auto Show opens to reporters in Detroit today, industry reps on Wednesday, and the public on Saturday. We'll be following the news, and today a preview as car and truck companies look for higher sales amid low gas prices and rising consumer confidence. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports from Ann Arbor.
As many as 45 all-new cars, trucks, and crossovers are scheduled to make their debut in Detroit this week. The show opens to the public on Saturday and will feature everything from plug-in hybrids to so-called supercars. Jake Fisher is the director of auto testing at Consumer Reports. Cheap gas may be driving sales of trucks and SUVs for now, but unlike previous years, Fisher says the automakers are doubling down on fuel efficiency.
We're living this new trend where everything is going to be kind of environmentally responsible, too. So those high-performance vehicles and sports cars, they're going to be hybrids. They're going to be plug-in hybrids. They're going to be electric.
Japanese automakers are making a push to take on Ford in the booming full-size truck market. Nissan is rolling out an upgrade to its Titan truck. And it isn't just the big trucks who are making a splash. Fisher says there's also a rebirth of the old-school pickup.
What we're seeing now is another chance at that midsize truck. The Chevy Colorado, a smaller truck, coming out with a diesel later this year, that will be very exciting.
GM also has big plans to take on Tesla in the plug-in electric market. Chevy will unveil the Bolt, that's Bolt with a B, later this week, a fully electric vehicle with a reported range of 200 miles. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.